with Murph. And I thought, you know, he threw fine. I think it's maybe different. The fly ball's caught. Maybe that inning goes a little different than it did. But left some pitches on the plate. It was more about execution than anything else. And so gave up some hits there. But like I said, I think that fly ball gets caught 100 out of 100 times, really. But I think that changed the inning a little bit. And then with the lefties coming up, I just wanted to go get Dylan Dodd there. And he did a great job. Looked like everything was working out well and falling into place. But the sixth inning got away from us. So offense gave it a shot, scored some runs. But the sixth inning was the one.
When you see him go through the lineup, I mean, do you try to get a feel for, you know, how prepared he is for this level and that kind of stuff? I mean, how do you think he handled himself?
Yeah, I thought he handled himself. I think he's shown well a couple times out of the bullpen. I feel like he pitched well enough at AAA to get an opportunity, you know. And then coming up here and pitching well out of the pen. So those guys get opportunities when they're getting people out. Sometimes these things happen out of need. Sometimes guys knock down the door. I mean, there's not everybody's path is the same, but I feel like he's pitched well enough, handled himself well enough up here to get that opportunity.
Was there any thought to letting JR go a little bit longer?
Once we get to the sixth, it's lined up for our guys. If it was an inning earlier, you know, I would have thrown JR for a couple innings if it was a fourth and a fifth. But once we get to the sixth, I'm going to go with our guys in a two-run game. It kind of lined up perfectly. JR did a nice job in the fifth. We got our four guys sitting there waiting to throw, and we got a lead. I'm going to go to them.
Is it possible to see JR back-to-back days now that he's sort of in this bullpen role, or would you still like to space
it? Yeah, we'll have to check and see with him. And this is somewhat new for him. So the back-to-back thing, that'd be a conversation.
How about how concerning are the home runs for Kenley?
Yeah, it's just the slider to lefties, right? I mean, the lefties, a lot of times you can get it under the barrel, but if he leaves it up a little bit, it's down and in for, you know, the left-handed hitters. So he's gotten clipped a few times by some lefties, but he's done a really nice job for us. There hadn't been a lot of margin for errors at times with that slider to some left-handed hitters.
How important are these 2 weeks to learn, you know, you'll put your guys out there, Alex, and those guys will figure out the trade market, but how much do you guys need to learn about your pitching staff over these next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think it's important, how much I talk about how important our pitching is and our starting pitching, especially. We need to take a step forward with our starting pitching. The guys have done it. I mean, they've been good this year, especially early on for a few months. So it's certainly in there. But we gotta put together some good starts.
You just talked about the value that Eli White has really just shown over, you know, the course of the season with everything he's done so far.
Yeah, Eli's been a nice piece for us, man. His you look at his numbers against lefties, and it's pretty darn good. He's got a nice little niche, you know, and he made a great play in right field to save that inning when Dylan Dodd came in. He's got the game-changing speed I talk about, and it's on offense and defense. Eli's done a nice job.
AJ went 72 pitches, 4 1/3 today. I know you'll probably have other conversations, but how close is he?
Yeah, once you start getting up to that territory, typically, you like to see guys go about 80 or so, but I'm sure there'll be conversations about where AJ's at, and know, where we're at and with our pitching staff. So, yeah, those will be conversations for sure.
Anything else?
Thanks, man.
Thank you.